following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Welcome back to the weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to.
Speaking of which, what are you doing on these delightfully warmer days?
I don't know about you guys, but I am still doing some spring cleaning.
Yeah, I've cleaned all my springs and my clocks work a lot better now.
And another thing, we've had a lot of really windy conditions here at Roxbury Farms.
Quite blustery.
So whatever stuff I'm putting outside, I'm making sure that it's stuff that I can quickly bring into the house or onto the porch.
Or tie an anchor to, or maybe an anvil.
Even my window boxes, kind of got them situated so that I can quickly bring them in. Because you know how fast storms can whoop up down here, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been whooped before.
And when we lived on the river, I was kind of overboard with the yard art.
Ah, yes.
Not in a tacky way, but...
Excuse me.
What are you snickering at? It was not tacky. I had a lot of stuff in the yard. Had a lot of stuff on the porch. Plants and whatnot.
At least up until the wind hit.
Yeah, and I learned my lesson. That's why I'm keeping things at a minimum, so I don't have that much to haul in. And I don't like stuff just blowing all over the place either.
Yeah, it goes from being yard art to being guided missiles.
When I set something up, I like it to stay that way.
Yeah, mostly grounded.
Do you guys still have a lot of inflatables in the yard?
Oh, yeah.
Like the inflatable farm animals and stuff?
Yes, you can actually see them online at alabastermoo, all one word, .com, if I'm allowed to plug that.
You are. I remember you had a lot of cows.
Hence the name alabastermoo.com.
Didn't you have one that kind of looked like the Chick-fil-A cow in the commercials?
Yeah, but I couldn't talk him into giving me free food, so we took him in.
What have you guys been doing as far as, you know, preparing for the spring breezes and, of course, the 100-degree superheat?
Lots of rope for stuff in the yard and lots of ice for us.
I mean, we have to be careful what we put out because stuff can melt.
If it doesn't melt, it'll get blown away. If it doesn't get blown away, it'll be covered with mosquitoes.
And I'm big on hot gluing stuff, so I learned that lesson the hard way, too. I made some wreaths once and used hot glue instead of, like, E6000 stuff. And, you know, flowers and accessories started dropping.
Well, in the summer, leave any glue outside and it becomes hot glue. I guess it's ironic that hot glue would melt.
You know, you're right. I don't know if those Gorilla Glue sticks are a little different. Do they hold up a little better in the heat? Maybe somebody can let me know about that if you have knowledge about the Gorilla Glue sticks. Are they resistant to the heat?
I wouldn't know. I've never glued a gorilla. A small chimpanzee, yeah, but not a gorilla.
We do want you to come down here.
And we would love to.
You're overdue for a visit.
We might be able to squeeze that in. We've got a lot of things going on this year because this is the year of our something zeroth wedding anniversary.
Oh, boy. Now, I have been keeping an eye on all the things you guys put up. You put up some outdoor decor.
Uh-huh.
In the area back there where you bring the motorhome.
Yes, where my son is currently living until he can find a place to live.
Ooh, I remember you told me about that.
Yeah.
Oh, and all my persimmon trees are, there's leaves on them now. I'm so excited.
I assume the persimmons themselves are due later.
Yeah, because, you know, when we moved from the river, I had to leave my persimmon tree. I was so heartbroken.
persimmon tree, very pretty, and the persimmon flower is sweet, and the meat of a persimmon is a persimmon-y treat. So how many you got now?
I planted three of them. They're doing well.
The Persimmon Trio. I've got all their records.
Speaking of the heat.
I was speaking of persimmon.
This is one of your parodies.
I did a song, and you're actually going to play it?
Yep. It's about it being too hot in Bama for the devil.
Hang in there, folks. This will blow over in just a little while.
Devil went down to Bama. He was looking for a cooler treat. He was in a bind, his red behind was blistering from the heat. When he came across his young man sweating buckets like it was hot, the devil jumped up on a dead tree stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm from a warmer place. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet right to your face. You look pretty warm now, but listen up, old son. I bet ice cream in a bowl against your soul that it's hotter where I come from.
Johnny, you'd best put on your shoes, you're gonna take a ride. Down below, that's where you'll go, where the devil does reside. And if you find it hotter there, as the bet is told, then you lose and the devil gets your soul.
Going down."
Johnny went down under and said, "You know, it wouldn't hurt if I put on some long pants and buttoned up my shirt. The flaming sulfur's pretty," he said with a smile. "But you fool, it's so cool I may stay for a while." The devil bowed his head because he knew he'd met his fate. And he handed Johnny a golden bowl of chocolate. Johnny said, "Just come on back, cause it's easy to tell. Ask anyone, you son of a gun, Alabama's hotter than hell."
You know, one thing I love doing is flashing back to, gosh, even 10 years ago. That's how long all of the Roxbury Players have been together. Most of us longer than that, really. We're family, so we didn't have any choice. So we've just been together forever. But one of the Roxbury Players, Earl T., brought him in. Our very own coach, Coach Rick Cleveland. From Prep Sports Report, heard every Saturday morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. If you listen to that show, you know him as the voice of everything high school sports, not just football. He and Mark Lasseter, Randy Bergen, they have a great show. I enjoy listening to it. I learn a lot about sports in general because they know all about all the sports, anything with a stick or a ball. It's awesome. Anyway, many years ago, it was obvious to us that Coach is kind of a different guy when he is around the Roxbury Players. And he actually wanted a job here way back in the day as our public relations director. I was kind of skeptical.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
So Earl T. tells me you are a retired football coach. And I'm sorry, but he did mention to us that you had some anger management issues. How are you doing with that?
I'm doing great, Jolene.
And you're doing better now because you actually left coaching, right?
That's right. I left coaching last year.
Okay.
My doctor said my blood pressure was way too high.
Coaching was getting to you, huh?
Too much stress.
I don't know if working here on this show is going to be any less stressful for you, but I guess we'll see. So you're taking classes?
That's right. I've been taking anger management classes and a whole lot of therapy.
Okay, so give me a little background here. Have you worked since you left coaching?
Well, Jolene, I got a job right after I left coaching.
Yeah?
But you know what?
What's that?
It just didn't work out.
What were you doing?
I was the head of a transportation department.
You mean like down at the docks?
Well, not exactly. It was more of a carpool.
A what?
A carpool.
A carpool at a...
at a school.
Oh, Earl T. just handed me a note here. It was a preschool. Like kindergartners?
Yeah, it was a preschool, so what?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset.
You ever had to deal with five-year-olds, Jolene?
Kinda, yeah, here, every day.
You gonna sit there and judge me like you do everybody else that works here?
Wait a minute, you don't work here. What is that? What is that you're sniffing?
That's lavender.
Lavender.
Yes, lavender. My wife's got me on aromatherapy. As if I don't have enough problems.
Yeah, shrink doctor told him to do to help calm himself down. Calm down, go. Okay.
You got a problem with that, Jolene?
No. I don't have a problem with that at all. Lavender's good. So your job at the nursery school carpool stressed you out so much, your wife's got you sniffing lavender.
Some of those mothers come through that line entirely too fast. Now,
some women will do that. Yep. You got to stay calm, though.
Talking on their cell phones.
Coach.
Drinking coffee.
Hey.
Putting on their dead gum lipstick.
Okay. So the carpool job was stressing you out. Is that why you're not there anymore?
Let's just say there was an incident and I had to leave.
An incident?
Yeah.
At the preschool. You know, I think I'm familiar with which school carpool you were in charge of. Didn't they have someone else there kind of helping you out? Like an off-duty police officer or something like that?
Well, Jolene, as a matter of fact, I disconnected Officer Bob.
You disconnected him?
Yeah.
You picking on people smaller than you?
No. Heck, he's about 15 feet tall.
What?
He was the school's inflatable crossing guard.
Oh, okay. An inflatable crossing guard. This is getting too weird.
You know, one of those inflatable guys.
I know what
guys.
You're talking about, the kind with a fan yeah. under them and they fly
it,
up
it
in the air.
It was stupid, Jolene. Uh-huh. It's really one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen an inflatable crossing guard.
He was scaring the kids.
I understand.
And most important, he was blocking my view of the carpool lane that I was supposed to be guiding.
I understand. You had to take him out.
I have to have a clear line of sight, Jolene. Otherwise, it's chaos. It's just chaos.
I understand. You have to have calmness in the carpool line. I get it. What is he doing?
Go to your happy place. I'll go to mine later.
So anyway, thanks for making room for me here on your show.
We don't actually have an opening for anything.
I'm pretty good at being a PR guy. I just love working with people.
Yeah, I get that, but that's kind of hard to do. You can't work here and have an anger management problem.
You gonna sit there and judge me?
Earl, you need to get in here. Sweet, fancy Moses. What are you doing? Ah, yes. Back before Coach was Coach. Now, Coach Cleveland serves a very different purpose on the show now. Well, first of all, he does help out. Like, he took care of the reindeer games. You know, we did all the reindeer stuff back during the holidays. And he also helps us with a lot of life lessons and character building. And he helps us get along with each other better. We get on each other's nerves. He's also a very spiritual person, so he just helps us a lot. And he's kind of weird sometimes, so he fits right in. Hey, look, we're going to take a break for just a couple of minutes, and we are going to be right back with more show.
Rocks me!
So I just want to remind you guys to follow us on Facebook. Search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we will be, and you'll be able to keep up with our podcasts. And also download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can do the same thing along with all your other favorite local shows. You know, I was talking earlier about Coach Cleveland and how he has contributed so much to our show, our very own coach. And in addition to him being kind of weird sometimes, he's really helped us out a lot. Because now that we're at Roxbury Farms, we're in a lot closer proximity to each other. All of the Roxbury players are. And several weeks ago, I was talking with Jim Weaver about the fact that this particular group of us have been together for 15 years. And I scheduled Coach to give us a short clinic on happiness and joy. And Jim Weaver wasn't feeling it. But sorry, Jim, I'm going to make you listen to yourself again. This is a wonderful segment.
15 years.
Flew by.
All of us. Together.
Mm-hmm. I actually have someone coming in who knows a lot about happiness and joy. Don't look at me like that. You know as well as I, we have had a lot of, let's say some challenges dealing with stress around here. And so he's coming in to conduct a class, a serious class.
You scheduled a what?
A class for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're coming.
Well, that's a total waste of money.
It's not a waste of money.
I mean, we all do fine around here. We're good.
Not all the time.
I think we all get along fine, don't you?
For the most part, yeah. But now we live right on top of each other most of the time.
So how much is this going to cost?
Why do you keep asking that? My husband advocates this. I have his full support. He might even sit in. So don't be such a pessimist. You're going to do this.
Oh, that's going to be just ducky.
You know, Bell's right. You are negative.
You know, I just remembered I've got an appointment for a root canal.
Oh, you do not.
I'm pretty sure.
No. Yeah,
what time is that class?
I'm not telling
you.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to be in the dentist chair right about that.
Where do we find the joy in our life? What is it that gives us that adrenaline flow that says, I really love being where I'm at right now?
Belle, how about you?
I feel that way every time I'm shopping and maybe having lunch with a friend.
Well, that's not weird.
Why the sarcasm?
I'm not being sarcastic. You gave a nice, normal response for a change. Very unexpected from you. Just saying.
Hey, Coach! Are we gonna have, you know, like, snack time, dude?
No.
Earl, questions like that are against the rules.
If there's any hint that there's a rule being broken...
Coach has rules when he does stuff like this. If he's speaking to us, you gotta behave.
You're making that up, Jolene. Coach, do you really have rules?
I do.
Okay, guys, let's be serious. Earl, what is something that brings you joy?
You know, like this bag of gummy bears. I find joy in them little guys.
Okay, so we've got shopping, gummy bears. How about you, John? Have you found joy?
I try, but every time I think I've found joy, I look around and realize I'm still with all these knuckleheads. Kidding. You know I love you guys.
How about you, Coach?
Joy to me is Saturday with you two guys.
Coach, there's four of us here.
Yeah, but he's only talking about two of us.
That's joy. I often find myself spinning in that mistruth that once so-and-so happens, things will be better and I'll be content.
I've uttered those words.
See, it just doesn't work that way.
Nope.
The good news is there's always fresh opportunities to be happy. Imagine life is like Grand Central Station, where happy times arrive around the clock. Chances are the opportunity to be happy has already arrived. Sometimes it's right in front of you.
I like this bag of gummy bears.
So sometimes we can be right in the middle of something joyous in our lives, or at least a time of contentment, and we've just got so much going on we don't realize it.
For whatever reason, you are unable to shift your focus to notice and to appreciate it.
Okay.
And regardless of what is going on around you, you can feel happier, be productive, enjoy yourself during the process. When you shift your focus and the way you think, your perspective changes. And when those changes take place, your life changes. So, get yourself together.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Who was the great coach at Alabama who was a quarterback coach, and he was an offensive coordinator under Coach Stallings? He was a West Coast guy.
Don't look at me.
John, you're looking like you might know.
I think I heard this on Prep's sports report last week. That guy's name was Homer Smith.
I looked it up. Thanks, Google.
Homer Smith. Get yourself together. That's what he used to tell all the guys at UCLA.
Get yourself together, man.
That's exactly what we're saying today. Another thing is add happiness to your life and add it right now.
So you're saying finding something that makes us happy isn't something we need to wait around to do, waiting for that perfect moment.
We're overworked, overstressed, and underhappy. The dream doesn't seem possible without a lottery win or a call from a wealthy uncle in poor health.
Hey, I do have an uncle in poor health. Got any hemlock?
Hemlock? Stop talking.
What fun is life if we aren't happy about it?
Right, but full disclosure here, I don't wake up every morning turning cartwheels and singing songs. But I do find time all to myself and work on some of my artsy projects, is what my husband calls them. So I make myself carve out some time to do things like that.
You can add happiness to your life right now. Just a few happiness-producing activities can reduce stress. A joyful life is the best existence we can hope to achieve. Pure joy might seem like a fleeting emotion, but even if you only feel it for a moment in time, you can hold on to it. You can relish it.
Ooh, I don't like relish.
Almost got through it.
How about some chili?
Find some joy today. Find some way to find some joy in your life if you don't have it. And if you get it, I promise you, you'll want it time after time after time after time.
That's what the guy told me about these gummy bears.
Hey, John, Coach is leaving.
Thanks, Coach. That helped me a lot. Oh, by the way, was it okay that I took a few boxes of your maple Cheerios?
That was a wonderful class we had on joy and happiness. And I have been trying to put all of Coach's suggestions into practice, trying real hard.
Millions of people have already unlocked the secret and are finding out that learning a new language can be fun, easy, and effective with Rosetta Stone. We've made it as easy as sitting down in front of your computer with coffee and a muffin. But what about people with no internet connection?
I ain't got no internet!
People who aren't able to afford DVD players or laptop computers.
Can't afford none of that! Woo! Them cigarettes has gotten high! Guess I could go to the library!
What about people who live in areas so remote there isn't a public library for 100 miles?
Well, I guess I could...
Shut up. At Rosetta Stone, not only do we produce the world's leading language learning software, but are sensitive to those in challenging circumstances who need more personal instruction.
Okay, then, who's ready to learn some Mexican up in here?
This year, we are proud to announce a revolutionary way to bring you the opportunity to learn a new language no matter where you live. Introducing Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone.
Say it with me. My name is Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone. Okay? Now, this right here is a chimichanga.
Believe it. As with our award-winning CD and DVD ROM packages, Ms. Rosetta approaches language learning the same way you first learned a language.
Boy, you better shut up and listen to what I'm saying up here. What I tell you? You better learn how to talk before you go somewhere. Ain't you ever seen that show Locked Up Abroad? They will throw your butt in jail and treat you any kind of way.
Using a natural method that teaches directly without translation.
Don't you argue with me. Aqua means water, not agua. Aqua like Aquaman.
No more confusing grammar explanations.
What is a Mexican word for skank?
Or mind-numbing vocabulary lists to memorize.
Burrito, salsa, taco, chimichanga, la cucaracha. That means cockroach.
Millions of people have already utilized the personal instruction of Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone.
I know that's right.
As she can be dispatched to over 150 countries.
Welcome to France.
Except France. What? I ain't going to France.
Soccer. Enrich your life by learning a new language.
Oh, and Britain, okay? I ain't going to Britain. They don't brush their teeth over there.
With Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone at the helm, the future of language learning is very bright indeed.
I ain't going to no Yucatan Peninsula, because that's where all the hurricanes come from. Oh, yeah, and you can Belize. I ain't going to Belize. That is funny.
Visit our website, book your session today, and learn a new language with Ms. Riz Rosetta Stone.
I know that's right.
I need 2 enchiladas and 3 burritos, please.
That is tragical. Stay right where you are. We'll be back in a flash with more show.
Roxbury.
Steamed shrimp from DIP Seafood for dinner. It doesn't get any better than that. Let's see, how many pounds?
Hey, lady, you gotta leave some shrimp for everybody else. We got other customers, you know.
Oh, you again. Well, do you have anything else that would be easy for me to prepare?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen our freezer? We got crawfish pie, boneless chicken breast stuffed with crab meat.
Ooh, andouille sausage, crawfish pie. Ooh, pork or crawfish boudin.
Yeah, and how about some shrimp and crab chowder? All you gotta do is heat it up.
Yummy.
And, try some turtle soup.
Turtle soup? You mean like with the caramel, the nuts, and the chocolate? It's like a heart attack in a bowl.
Not those kind of turtles, lady.
Oh.
And remember that DIP Seafood has the best boiled crawfish around.
Hands down the best boiled crawfish. I got enough now to host my own seafood festival.
I think you'd need a permit for that. And hey, close that freezer door.
Okay.
Were you raised in a barn? I gotta pay for that electricity.
You need to chill. Get it? Freezer? Chill? DIP Seafood, 479-0123.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hello, friends. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you. No matter where you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we appreciate it. And if you have not done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app to your phone or your tablet, wherever you are, as Adeline says, spraying. That's what she says when she's talking about streaming. She calls it spraying.
Hey, I'm spraying your show on the internet.
The app is great because you'll have access to all the podcasts they have on FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5 has over 50 hours every week of local programming. All your favorite shows. They love to get those messages while they're on the air. So just pummel them with messages. You can tell them I told you to do that. It's okay. Now, this show is on every Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. And they replay it on Sunday mornings at 7. It's a great mood booster before you have to wrangle with the pets and the kids and everything else you got to do before getting out the door for church. Because I'm telling you, getting ready, if you got a house full of people, or heck, even two people, it's tough sometimes, and you can really get stressed out on the way to church. A lot of my friends have told me, you know, gosh, we need Jesus by the time we get to church. We have cursed so much in the car. It's true. Oh my gosh, and speaking of Adeline, she did join me in the studio last week, and she insisted on participating in the birthdays. She said my new birthday segment is kind of lame, and she was going to, you know, add a little bit of spice to it. Uh-huh. John, that is her on the phone right now. Okay.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Hey, Adeline.
Hey, I just wanted you to know I really enjoyed being in the studio last week during the birthdays with you.
You know, it was not that bad. I enjoyed it as well.
I got some messages about it on the Facebook page that everyone was very excited about my pizzazz edition.
They were they?
Well, they thought it was more lively.
Hmm.
Anyhow, Jeb and I are headed to the Mobile Bay Anime Festival at the Daphne Civic Center.
Anime Festival? It doesn't sound like y'all.
Well, I know. It's kind of an accident that we are here,
and
I'm a little annoyed, but it's my own fault for listening at Jeb.
He misread it and thought it said Animal Festival, didn't he?
You know, he don't see that well when he's looking at his phone especially, so.
I know, he got the
calendar. I try not to put too much stock in what he says. But we found out, of course, right, it is the anime festival. I didn't even know what that was. It's kind of embarrassing, I guess.
No, not really.
But, you know, when you're not into something, you don't pay much attention, right?
That's right.
But it has been a real education.
Mm-hmm. How so?
It is all about cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know what that was, neither.
Okay.
Right. They dress up as characters from movies and books and video games.
Right.
This is amazing, the things we have seen around here. They have all kind of special guests, but I don't know who none of them are neither. But there are a lot of people here, and they are very excited.
Yeah.
Anything that makes this many people this happy, it is nothing but good.
Yeah.
Even though we got here thinking we was going to adopt another dog.
Yeah.
We are just walking around taking in all the sights.
Lots to see.
Girl, they are having costume contests. There is a kids masquerade. And, you know, I'm not big on children.
We know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell the pride these kids are taking in these costumes. They are just beaming.
Yeah.
These character portrayals are stunning.
And you don't have a clue.
Nope, don't know who any of them are, but I can tell that the likenesses are amazing by all the comments I'm hearing from folks.
Yeah.
And you know how I am about giving ribbons out to everybody.
Right. Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a prize. Sometimes I think they overdo that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But these kids, all of them need a ribbon for participating because well, I mean, I'll just say it again. You can just tell how much they put into being here and showing out.
I know. I think they are all getting ribbons for participation. So
now, as far as they have an adult masquerade, all right?
Okay.
And I was kind of afraid what that might have meant. You
adult.
Know, when you see the word adult anything, sometimes it could be questionable.
Could be sketchy.
No, but it's just opened up to everybody, no matter what their costume is or how they made it.
Okay.
That's what I'm reading here.
Okay.
Well, Jeb got all excited.
Yeah.
He says that he is going to come next year as Macaroni Elvis.
You mean he's going to do the art on
velvet? I'm talking about like his whole body, like a full life-size
Elvis. No. That's not a good idea.
I wish he'd do the earlier Elvis, you know, like when he was real slim and trim, when he was in that black leather thing.
Right, from the 60s and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but Jeb wants to do Elvis from that Aloha tour.
Ooh, in the white suit.
I think that's right when Elvis started to blow up.
I think so.
Puffy looking.
I think so.
Because Jeb's puffy looking. He says it'll look more realistic.
Well, but I can see that.
I told him, don't nobody want to see that, but he is insistent. Cause
I'd kind of like to see it.
But he is dead set on it. And the only reason he's doing it is because the requirements are less stringent.
Yeah, kind of relax the requirements on the first time.
Right. It is this category is ideal for Jeb because it's for people who have never done the cosplay before, and they've never been in no costume contest or nothing like that.
Okay.
And they will give the top three contestants a medal.
Ooh.
And Jeb wants a medal.
I'm sure.
He's back there right now practicing on an Elvis song he's going to do. He's singing about eating chicken his way or some crap like that.
Oh, man, he's singing my way? What is he doing?
Who knows?
I ate till I was full.
Oh, the puffy Elvis.
Ate chicken plates along life's highway, KFC. Popeye's El Pollo Loco, and I did Chick-fil-A.
Shut up, Jeb. He wants one to match the medal he's got for that time we were accidentally in the holiday parade that year.
You remember
when we was up in North Alabama trying to find our campground?
Yeah.
And we pulled up the wrong street with the Airstream and ended up at the start of that parade route.
I remember now. Y'all ended up in the Christmas parade.
Right. Slapped a number on the side of our truck, and boom, we was camper number 26 in the holiday parade.
And you didn't have any decorations.
Yeah, remember, all we had was some green toilet brushes, so we just held them out the window, and it kind of looked like reindeer antlers.
It did. I remember that.
Right. Jeb got a medal for best in show for creativity.
Uh-huh.
He put it all up on his hideaway gun mantle.
Yeah.
Right there in the camper. And so he wants another medal to balance it out.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, I think he could probably win something as a walking macaroni Elvis.
If anybody
I mean, win. Wouldn't you be impressed if something like that walked up on you?
I don't think impressed is the word. If something rolled up on me like that outside.
No, it only works at an event like this. But anyhow, I'm calling because Earl T. said that Jeb could start storing some pasta at y'all's place.
No, you can't bring piles of pasta.
No, no, not loose pasta, just in bags.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Although, don't y'all have like an old silo or something?
That wouldn't work. The heat,
yeah,
the
that
moisture.
Wouldn't work.
Where's it going to go?
I don't know where, Jolene. Just somewhere up there. I figured you knew about it.
Not at all. I don't care.
All right.
Bring it on.
You need to come to martini time. Just remember, we pour at 3 o'clock.
I'll try not to miss it.
All right.
It's hard to get away from here sometimes.
Try and put on some Neil Diamond if you can.
Talk radio, Adeline.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
Gosh, and I don't even need to guess who's going to be transporting all that pasta. My husband's cousin, Brooks, is a truck driver. And somehow he gets roped into doing something every week. I don't think about it anymore. It doesn't bother me. Why he feels the need to call in, I just don't know.
Hey, Jolene, it's Brooks.
How you doing? John says you're in Michigan.
I'm doing okay. I'm headed your way with some noodles, though.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Noodles.
Yeah, like, you know, pasta.
Yeah, I know. Adeline said it's not going to be a lot. So what do you have?
Okay, well, I got some angel hair.
Yep.
Some regular spaghetti.
Okay. John Bell, we don't need Italian pasta music.
Some bow tie pasta.
Okay.
And some bucatini. Ain't that in Mississippi?
It's bucatana. Go ahead.
I got macaroni, vermicelli, ziti, rotel, and ravioli. Tortelli and orzo and fusilli.
Okay, The music's not funny, John.
I thought you might have knew about this.
It should be kind of obvious to you now that I don't know ahead of time about anything you're bringing here. Did you ask them why they're hoarding pasta for the next year?
I don't ask that many questions.
Clearly.
I learned my lesson a long time ago.
Ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
I'll give you a heads up when I'm about 30 minutes out.
That's always appreciated. I will make sure they are here to help unload.
Well, y'all take it easy, and I'll see you soon.
Don't leave me hanging.
Well, let them truckers roll, 10-4.
I love that part. Hey, we're going to be right back with more show. Don't you go anywhere.
Roxbury.
You are on the air. We're doing a promo for David and Tony Lord's show. A&A Vacuum?
Hello, everybody. So, well, you see, my house is really messy. You know, ever since I moved, my alpacas inside, I've had a terrible problem with fur. And for that other problem, I just use a shovel.
You got a question here, Earl?
I need something with an attachment that really takes care of unwanted fur.
He does have alpacas in his home. I've seen it. Ricard hasn't anything with a blade on it yet. Because
they actually have a product called the Fur Get It Tool. It's the coolest pet hair attachment. And there is nothing like it. Anything you've ever used, it can attach really to any vacuum and make even crummy vacuums look pretty good when you're through. I promise you, there will be no hair.
Well, and sometimes you can't even see the fur. Dog hair can really hide in a couch cushion.
I'm not kidding.
Do reindeer shed?
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Hi, dolls. Belle Cadeau here. And with me today, as always in my kitchen, the darling man with the culinary plan, Alec Naaman.
Hey, Belle.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
I'm having some people over this weekend, and I don't have a lot of time to cook much of anything. Not that I really want to. But time is not my friend this weekend. Do you have something really simple, but really delicious?
How about some sautéed shrimp tacos? What a way to eat a taco. It sure takes tacos to another level. All you got to do is start off with some canola oil, some white onions, some kosher salt, some butter, some jalapenos, some Italian parsley, and some nice corn, fresh corn tortillas or flour tortillas, either one you like. It makes a wonderful sautéed shrimp taco. This only takes 3 minutes. What a fast dinner. Well, what you do is you preheat a skillet or a little griddle, whatever you got. All right, just long enough to heat up your tortillas, all right? And then in a separate large sauté pan, put it on over high heat. Add a little bit of oil. Take you some chopped onions and quickly stir for 2 or 3 times. Immediately add the shrimp to it at that point and a few pinches of salt. And maybe saute for about 1 to 1.5 minutes until the shrimp begin to turn red. Add the butter, the chopped jalapenos, and garlic and saute for 1 more minute as the butter begins to melt. The garlic releases its wonderful aroma when you throw in some of those nice crunched garlic cloves. Adjust the seasoning with a little salt if necessary and continue to stir for about 30 seconds. The whole cooking process for the shrimp should be no longer than 3 minutes. Stir in the parsley, remove the pan from the heat. The shrimp should be tender, the onions and jalapenos crisp to the bite. Work in separate batches, eat them as you go, it don't matter.
Sounds like a very low stress meal. And just 3 minutes?
Talking about a quickie. Now this is really a quickie.
Thanks, Alec. I'm Belle Cadeau, and we will see you next time in Belle's Kitchen.
Hey, and you know what? Whenever we are doing a recipe about shrimp, well, we just have to play it.
Whoa, look at that bathing beauty. 36, 24, 36. Yeah.
Gotta have it.
At 2, Alec.
I'm kind of getting into this.
Ooh, yeah.
Give it.
Oh, all right.
Ow, I need something big. Shrimp.
big spicy, spicy, spicy. Make them hot, I ain't no wimp. I need some big.
We like some big.
Swam.
Not bad, Bill.
Thank you.
I keep it fast. And eat them slow. Yeah, this is how the story goes. I went to get me some shrimp. I was trying out a new recipe.
Earl, please wash your hands first.
How many pounds? And what count do you need?
Oh, let's see. Give me two. Give me four. I'll make it six just to make them big. Some big.
Big. We sound like Destiny's Child.
No, we don't.
Make them spicy, spicy. Make them hot. I ain't no whip. I need some big.
He likes some big.
Tramp.
I like this.
Me too.
I peel them fast. And eat them slow. Eat them up before. Eat 'em up now.
See everybody next week.
Cha-cha dolls from Belle's Kitchen. I believe I'm getting my groove on.
Yeah, you're getting something on.
Well, at least I'm trying.
I've never seen anybody step on their own feet.
Here's a better way to do that.
Go, Alec. Go, Alec. Go, Alec.
Hey, he's knocking. Alec, you're knocking over some plates.
We need to stop him. That's my good china. That's my good china.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Brick House, big hit for the Commodores. Back in the, I guess, the 70s? Yep, Jim, am I right? Well, and speaking of the 70s,
we heard you're having a birthday.
Gregory McEnany wants everybody to know that his mom, Anita, is turning 70 today. You're in trouble.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
I want y'all not to do that.
Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Maybe she didn't tell him not to. Anyway, Kathy Kertell is having a birthday this weekend. Happy birthday, Kathy.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And you know what else? I have said in the past, even if it's not a birthday, if you've got a special event coming up, we will announce that. I don't have a song for every event. Yay! Yeah, I know. I know, Jim. You're thrilled about that. But also speaking of the 70s, B.C. Rain Class of 1974. That's a big reunion. It is coming up. It's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel, the Riverview. That's coming up in August, but you know, the deadline for this to reserve your spot and your dinner and all of the fabulousness that will be happening that evening at the Renaissance Riverview Hotel. Because the 70s were disco. That's why I've got disco music on. So if you or somebody you know was in the class of 1974 at BC Rain, you need to get on the stick. You need to get in touch with them by June 1st. They're trying to get in touch with all the football players. I guess everybody has scattered, but they want to get the word out. And they have a Facebook page, BC Rain, Class of 1974. Need to get in touch with them soon. It's going to be fabulous, okay? So we will announce this again. If these guys went to the effort to get this to us, we're certainly going to announce this for the next few weeks, because June 1st is the cutoff there. But they're on Facebook, BC Rain Class of 1974. Good times. And if you've got something special to announce, you can email me, Jolene at JoleneRoxbury.com.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water. And I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for joining us, visiting with us, sharing some of your time with us. Don't forget to download the FM Talk 106.5 app so you will never miss one of our podcasts. Remember to meet us right back here, and we'll see you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.